asking, sometimes people approach Krishna consciousness because they are suffering so much in the material world. But after, when their suffering finishes, they also give up Krishna consciousness and come back to Maya. And so she is asking, how to avoid this?
Keep suffering. The question was asked, people are suffering, and they come to Krishna Bhakti, they get relief from their suffering. And then when they get relief from their suffering, then they go away from bhakti. So how do we avoid going away from bhakti when we get relief from suffering? So I answered jokingly, I said, keep suffering. But actually, that's the answer. If you really, when you come to Krishna consciousness, if you keep studying Bhagavad Gita over and over again, and Bhagavatam, you'll understand this material world is a place of suffering. Janma Mrityu Javyadi Dukkha Doshana Darshanam. It's one verse from Bhagavad Gita. What verse is that?
Amanitvam Madhavam.
Yeah, 13 chapter, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 verses.
13 chapter, yeah. One line is there. Janma Mrityu Javyadi Dukkha Doshana Darshanam. They're going to the material world of suffering, birth, death, old age, and disease, and dukkha doshana darshanam. And so many faults and unhappiness are coming one after the other, anudarshana, from birth until death. No one gets, you said a person gets relief, but maybe they get relief. When they leave, they'll be suffering within a week. So then they'll come back. Come and go, come and go. So the way not to leave Krishna consciousness is to stay Krishna conscious. As far as being Krishna conscious is to know that this world is suffering. Krishna says in Gita, Karshati, what is it? Manashastran Indrani, Karshati. Malayvam Shojiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Vanashasrani Injani Prakriti Sani Karsati. So being in the material world means to be suffering. So one comes to bhakti and gets relief from suffering, because that's one of the symptoms of bhakti bhajan. What are the first two symptoms of sadhana bhakti? Kleshagni and Shubhada. Shubhada means auspiciousness. And Kleshagni means free from distress, anarthas. That's only one third of bhakti. Then there's bhava, then there's prema, and four more symptoms. So stick around. You come and get relief from your distress, you get Kleshagni, you say, okay, I'm done. Now let me leave bhakti. No, stay around longer and get Lomoksha Lukuta Krit. The wish of Sudurlava, then Sri Krishna Karshani, and Sandra Nanda Visheshatma. When you finally get praying, you get inconceivable concentrated bliss, and and you'll have Darshana Krishna and Radharani. So stick around. You think this is good, stay around and get better.